NPR's Pam Fessler recently switched from reporting about Homeland Security to covering poverty. That involved many changes, but in her reporter's notebook, Pam says one change has been especially striking.
The first time I noticed it was at the end of an interview with a shy teenage boy in Baltimore. His name was Cortez Steele, and he was from one of the city's toughest high schools. He was telling me how much he liked working as a volunteer with other kids at the city's teen court.
Everybody needs somebody to talk to. We go through a lot when we go home and then come to teen court, and they just needed somebody to talk to.
So when he and I finished talking, I stuck out my hand to shake his, as I usually do. But instead, Steele approached awkwardly, put his arms around my shoulders, and gave me a big, warm hug. Now, that never happened when I covered Homeland Security. But on the poverty beat, hugging seems fairly routine. The divorced mother of two in Harlem who I profiled, she gave me a big hug. The community organizer in Columbus, Ohio, big hug. And then there were the women from a homeless shelter in Washington, D.C. I spent hours with them as they prepared for an inaugural ball last January.
Anybody have a barbecue hairpin?
One second.
Even I pitched in at one point, helping with zippers and bra straps as they struggled into their gowns. How could there not be a couple of hugs after that? And then there was Eric Sheptak, the homeless blogger who I profiled. We agreed to meet at a local library. When he walked in, I recognized him from his website, so I went over and stuck out my hand. Sheptak gave me a hug. I recently asked him why he did that, and why he thought so many others I interview these days do too. He thinks people are just grateful to have someone who'll listen to them.
The homeless and the poor are so used to not being heard. So when someone does want to hear their story, then they're very appreciative of that.
And I must admit, I'm a little appreciative, too. When I first came to Washington to report on the government, I quickly realized that everyone I talked to was paid to talk to me. Lobbyists, government officials, congressional aides, dealing with the media was part of their jobs. I miss talking with regular people, who more often than not speak from the heart, especially when they're at a vulnerable time in their lives. I recently asked Paulette Palmer, a Baltimore woman who'd been in and out of homelessness, if she had anything to add at the end of our interview about health care.
I just thank you for your time to come in and talk to us, to find out what's really going on with us personally. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And with that, another hug. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.